Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Christina. May I please have the phone number associated with your delivery? Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Thank you for calling XPO.
Hi, my name is Ben Long. I'm calling for two reasons. One thing is, y'all were going to deliver a dishwasher to my house some time ago in December through Samsung, and somehow dishwasher got sent back to Samsung, and I can't reach the correct people. That y'all gave me a number, said to have them send it back to you and you would deliver it. My problem is reaching the right people at Samsung. This was an insider thing. I called the number y'all gave me, but they didn't show record of the number. It was a shipping number or something. I got it here that y'all has given me for the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. It was 063-453-F1.
Yes, sir. Can you verify the address and the email address on that order for me?
Yeah, 101 Keller Springs Court. That's Bluffton, South Carolina. Zip code was 29910.
Thank you. And the email address on the order?
It was uncben1@gmail.com.
Thank you for that verification. Yeah. That is not actually... That's going to be the XPO order number, and
Samsung couldn't
call.
They couldn't find that number. Y'all, whoever I talked to said, give them that number, and people at Samsung thought I was crazy.
I bet. I'm so sorry. Is it for the actual dishwasher?
It was a dishwasher. Yeah, the dishwasher. I got one in, and it's still to this day the one that they sent me is the top rack. Won't stay open where you can load it. You have to hold it one hand and keep falling back in. And it's been messed up since I got it. Well, they shipped another one, and apparently the one they shipped to you guys, I got a call like on Christmas Eve for delivery, and I wasn't even at home. I was out of town. So it said someone would call me back. No one ever did. I kind of forgot about it, to be honest with you. I think y'all sent it back to Samsung. I got a refrigerator delivered the other day. I was trying to get the dishwasher delivered at the same time, and someone at the warehouse, I think, told y'all or something that was sent back to Samsung. So I'm just trying to get it back in. So I don't know what to do.
Let's see. Did I?
The only number I had. I'm sorry.
I was trying to see if they actually did send it back. Did someone from the hub confirm that it had been sent back?
Well, I called that morning. They told me to get up and call 6 o'clock in the morning. So I get up at 6 o'clock Saturday week, and call. No one finally answered about 7 o'clock, 7:30. I think someone answered that was on Saturday. And they said one of the guys went out and looked in the warehouse, and they didn't see it. So I was trying to double it up and get it sent. So I'm just going on what someone told me on Saturday morning early. I don't know how hard they looked or anything, but yeah, all I know was at the warehouse in Savannah, and I live in Bluffton. I thought maybe they could kill two birds in one stone.
Yes, sir.
Bring in the dishwasher.
Yes, sir. I looked at the notes there, and it does look like it was sent back. But that is not the order number for that dishwasher. Let me give you the Samsung order. The Samsung order.
Anyway, y'all have a number to Samsung that y'all could say, hey, we sent it back by mistake. Can you send it back?
Well, we only keep them for like 30 days. At the most. Let's see if I can get you the correct phone number, because unfortunately I wouldn't be able to reach out to them.
I don't mind calling. They just thought I was crazy on these numbers I was giving them.
I bet. I'm going to give you the reference number, the two reference numbers I see. I'm not sure 100% which one is their order number, but I know one of them is.
Okay.
And the number that they gave you to call Samsung, was that 800-726-7864?
No.
Okay, that would
They gave me an 855-716-2387.
I would try this number.
Okay.
This is their direct customer service number.
Okay.
And, trying to get the order number from where they originally sent it over. Here it is. Okay. So the number they have probably got that on is going to be, I'm seeing the same reference and alternate reference numbers here. So I'm going to call these orders and we'll give you both of those. Excuse me. The reference number is 848.
848. 384.
6014.
6014.
Right. And then the alternate reference number, one of these is their order number. I'm just not sure which one.
Okay.
That is going to be 706.
706.
0011.
0011.
Right. That is correct.
Okay. So one of those two is a reference number for Samsung.
Right. The number that rep gave you was the job number in our system, and I will definitely make sure that that is addressed because that job number is not going to pull anything up in their system.
No, it wouldn't. They thought I was crazy.
They did. I'm so sorry.
And what
about
number
that.
Should I call them on?
Call them on 800-726-7864.
Right. Okay, explain what happened.
Yes, sir. Do you want me to transfer you over to Samsung?
If you can, but there's one other thing I just want to bring up. And I mentioned this about right after it happened, about a week ago, I think it was reported. The guys y'all sent up there at my house were wonderful people, very nice people.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they damaged my front door. Moving the refrigerator in. And they reported it, I think.
They did.
And I mentioned someone. Someone said management would call me.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't no one from management bothered to call me.
Haven't spoken with anyone?
No. And, you know, those guys, at least they reported, they held up to it. And I gave them a tip for, you know, for moving the stuff in there. And they were very nice, and they just made a mistake. But I'm going to have to get my whole cases around my front door painted. I got put new weather stripping in. And, you know, I thought someone from management may want to just at least reach out. What I do is the Samsung products, I do a blogging for Samsung, send these products in, I test them out, and I write reviews on websites for them. You know, and I don't want to write a bad review on the product or the delivery or anything like that. I just wish someone would You know, the guys owed up to it. They wrote a report and said they did. They, you know, inadvertently made a mistake and hit it. And I don't hold it against them. I could do the same thing myself. It seemed like someone in management would at least follow through.
Yes, sir. I'm seeing, I do see where it was escalated and they were supposed to be reaching out to you this Monday from what I'm seeing. But I'm sending another email over, or I'm going to send another escalation advising that you have not heard from anyone.
Yeah.
So that they can definitely reach out to you.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you, and I'll try this number for Samsung.
Yes, sir. If you aren't able to reach them or have no luck, definitely let us know. And or if, you know, they're not able to pull it up, they can always give us a call and we'll give them whatever information we've got so they can pull that order up and get you taken care of.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Was there anything
Bye-bye.
Else I can assist with? Hello? Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Have a wonderful day.